section of the Cheat Canyon in Preston County that was private property is now open to the public. The nearly 4,000-acre Cheat Canyon Wildlife Management Area was dedicated at Cooper's Rock State Forest. The dedication was more like a celebration, though, complete with barbecue sandwiches and bluegrass music. Politicians, conservationists, state and business officials, and people from the surrounding communities crowded onto the Cooper's Rock Overlook for the official unveiling of the new Cheat Canyon Wildlife Management Area sign. The backdrop to the podium was a vast view of the Cheat Canyon and river below. Steve Brown is with the state's Division of Natural Resources Wildlife Resources Section.
To be able to find that much land in one contiguous piece of property is very, very difficult.
Two species, an endangered bat and threatened snail, call this area home. And Brown says protecting those animals will be the state's main priority. Friends of the Cheat Executive Director Amanda Pitzer says this conservation effort shows how the once-dead Cheat River has recovered.
It's land protection, it's water protection, but even better than that, we're looking to open it up to the public for hunting, for paddling, and to reopen the Allegheny Trail that's been closed for several years.
The Conservation Fund, the Nature Conservancy, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and the West Virginia Outdoor Heritage Conservation Fund all contributed to the $7 million land purchase from Forest Land Group. Reporting for West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Emily Corio in Morgantown.